Welcome to Running on Indy. I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
On today's show, we have three local women who have recently qualified for the Olympic trials, and each of them have a pretty incredible story. And talk about that a little bit today, and we're going to get into a bunch of cool running topics.
So this episode of Running on Indy is brought to you by 361 Running Shoes with all the new Spire 3. It's a high-mileage trainer powered by QuickFoam. Check out the new 361 Spire and find out why everyone is switching to QuickFoam. It's available at your local runner's forum here in Indy or your local retail store wherever you're at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, man.
And we also got wine and beer.
Yes. Does anybody want any wine? I can open up a bottle. Which bottle would you want to drink from?
Yes.
Just a big question.
What's this Duplin over here?
So I don't know.
I've never heard of Duplin.
I've never heard of it either. So you just have to pick which one that you feel like is the best wine.
I like trying interesting things.
So you can try it, but it's really sweet.
Okay. We don't need something.
Like,
you try it with a sweet. I'll open both.
I just want a little taste, and then I'll see if I want it.
All right, we'll see.
Okay, we need to keep our opinions.
It feels like
while I'm opening the wine,
like home. I might want a sip just because it tastes
okay.
Like home.
Well,
I mean, whatever you want. It's fine.
While I'm opening it, we can go ahead and you want to start the questions, and I'll open the wine.
Yes. Right. So basically, we'll kind of go down the row, and I know each one of you guys have a unique story about qualifying, and
just being badass runners in general.
Yeah, being badass runners. Yeah. I mean, so just kind of talk about your story. I know Anna, you're a 2-time qualifier, so. Just kind of talk about your story and everything. So we'll start with you, Kelby.
Okay.
And just kind of tell the audience your name so they know who's talking.
Okay.
Take it away.
All right. I'm Kelby. So I started running in middle school because my older brother was running cross country and I thought it would be cool to do what he did. So that's how I kind of got into running. And then high school, I hated it. I wanted nothing to do with it. But my parents made me go out for the track team. So I ended up going out, and by senior year, I was kind of loving it again. So then I decided to go run in college. I ran at University of Evansville. They are a Division I school. Not many people think
Purple
think
Aces.
That. Yes.
And I went to USI, so.
They got a really good pizza.
Which is not a Division I school.
Yes. The pepper pizza?
Yeah, the Taroni's. I love Taroni's.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Y'all take it to Bojangles.
Oh my God. We'll get into Bojangles when we get to Olivia.
They just opened the Bojangles in Evansville.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a trip down there.
I know nobody can see this, but Kelby just looks so excited about Bojangles.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't even know what it is. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. Your life is not complete
apparently.
Yet.
Yeah, no, it's just fine. Your life is fine. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyways, I ran cross country in college. We didn't have a track team, so that was nice just to have one good season. So I remember like my freshman year, I thought running 10 miles was like, wow, I just ran 10 miles. That's pretty cool. So I increased my mileage throughout college, and after college, a lot of my friends had run a marathon or were going to, and I was like, I really want to. But then one of my best friends from college, she was running her first marathon, the Monumental, and I thought it'd be fun to run a few miles with her and do it. And so I joined her at like mile 9, I think it was, and was going to run like 10 miles with her, just help her move along. And then when I was supposed to turn back to my car, I was like, well, this is kind of fun. I think I'm just going to keep going. So I ended up running 19 miles with her that day. And I was like, okay, now's the time. I gotta do a marathon now. So that's when I started training, and then hired Matt to be my coach. So that was a big help. And then, ran first marathon, the Monumental. My goal was to be under 3 hours, and I was under by 7 minutes, so I was, like, pretty proud of myself. So then I was, like, hooked from then on out, and I wanted to run more and get faster. And so that's how I kind of like 2:45 is not that far off, so that's what
And that's a cool story, but you're leaving out a huge nugget.
What's that?
You ran like shit tons of marathons to qualify. Like you were boom, like Boston, then you ran.
Oh yeah.
Like you did back to back to back to qualify.
Yeah.
Like I thought that was amazing. Didn't you do one a week apart from each other? You did Carmel and then Boston or something like that?
So my closest was I did Monumental. Wait, no, I did Chicago 2 years ago, and I didn't do as well as I wanted to. So I didn't decide to run Monumental, which was a month later. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first time I got under 2:45. But that was when the Olympic qualifying time wasn't open yet. And so I didn't qualify, but I got under 2:45. So I was like, well, I just have to do this again. And so the next year I did Carmel. And then didn't get it. And then I did Boston.
Which was a shit show.
Which was just like, yeah, I did Boston. I was going into it just for like the experience anyway. And then I decided I wanted to try soon after that. So I did the Grandma's Marathon.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You did like three pretty close together. Yeah. And generally, you know, people who run marathons, they can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, recovery.
Which
I found very impressive.
Oh, thank
I thought
you.
It was very
so,
impressive.
So, in general, why do you think women are so much tougher than guys when it comes to long distance running? Anybody can feel that.
I feel that in there. I know exactly why.
We can take pain better.
Yeah, I guess
yes.
So.
That comes from childbirth, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like guys are more willing to drop out than women for sure.
Well, at Boston this year, prime example, since we're going to break it up, only like 5% of women dropped, and it was like ridiculously
really?
For men.
Yeah,
women are better runners overall than men. If you look from top to bottom on major marathons, the bottom half are all men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
So we're a bunch of wusses.
I wonder if it's like the long term uncomfortable feeling women are just better at handling.
I mean, when you can give birth to a live human being and put up with that, that's pretty. But I'm just saying, you're naturally like you're tough, so you know.
Well, I poured a little bit of both wines. If you guys want to do a taste test.
Is this the
The one that's real light and grape juice
it's
looking.
It's terrible.
Now try this other one and see what you think. I don't know.
This is Chateau. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Carolina.
So are we all trying the Carolina?
It's not
they're just
terrible.
Trying it. It's
I'm
a
just
taste
saying,
test.
But it's drinking
you like it,
technically. Okay.
It's just, yeah.
So you like it? Kelly?
I love sweet things.
You like
so.
It?
Yeah, okay.
It tastes like
home. Andy, do you like it?
It's okay.
Okay.
I can't say. If I go
but try
home
the
and
other
say
one
I don't like it, we're going to be like,
don't
get out
try
of
to,
Northern Carolina.
You don't have to try the other one. Okay? If you, technically, you don't have to. So don't feel pressured.
Kelby, can you say, we never mentioned your last name. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Loeffner.
Yeah, okay. I was going to pronounce that wrong. So, Olivia, you want to tell us your story?
And go from so there. Kelby started from... Wait, can I tell a funny story about Kelby?
You can do anything you want.
I don't know you, but during...
Just
I think
PG-13.
You raced the mini last year.
Yes.
And so many people were cheering for you. And I was like, who is this? I must have been running kind of close to you. And I was like, who is this superstar? Everybody keeps cheering for her. So, like, I knew of you. I didn't know you, but I knew of you. I know that's creepy. I just kept hearing your name. But, I'm Olivia Ballou, and I'm a current PhD student at IU.
Where are you from?
I'm from North Carolina. And just for you, Blake, it's bow time.
Yes.
Bojangles.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, boy.
Evansville, get you some, I'm telling you.
Right,
you're going to thank me later. You'll email me. Blake, God, you're right. My life has changed.
So right.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I started also running in middle school, and it wasn't just kind of a small conference from a small town. And I ran through high school, but we were a really small program, so... I felt discouraged, or I felt like I was running a lot by myself and training a lot by myself. I mean, the people on the team were great. Hey, Roanoke Rapids, everybody's great from the cross country team. Sorry, I had to put that in there.
Oh, you're fine.
But I felt like when I went to school, I was kind of tired of racing then, and I wanted to focus more on school. So I kind of actually quit running altogether. and I quit for 9 years, completely, no training whatsoever. And then I started grad school here at IU Bloomington, and I met Brad, and Brad was going to a race, and I was like, oh, yeah, I want to go to this
race. Who is Brad?
Oh, Brad is my boyfriend, who is now also my coach.
Oh, wait, he's still here.
Yeah. I don't know if he can hear me.
He can actually see you, too.
Hey, Brad.
Because the audience will ask, well, who's Brad?
Yeah, he is my boyfriend and now also my coach. But I met him first, and he's a big runner in the indie community. And he said he was going to a race, and I was like, oh, can I come along? Can I come along? And it was the Monumental Mile, the one that goes down Meridian Street. And I don't think I've ever been so nervous for a race. I was like, oh, man, I just want to break 7 minutes. I want to break 7 minutes. I was so nervous. I ended up running a 6:22, and I was really proud of myself. And then I was like, okay, like, maybe I can run a half marathon. So I ran Monumental was all my first, I think. I ran my first half marathon there, and I ran a 1:38. And then I trained really hard to run the mini, and I actually ran a 1:37 that year. I think it was this past year, but the year before. And
is that when Kelby was getting all the...
No, this was... I was way far behind her on that one. I ran a 1:37 that year, and kind of had a mental breakdown after. And I know Brad's out there, like, shaking his head, but I had a mental breakdown. I was like, I know I can be better than this. I know I can be better. And I kind of had a mind switch of I really wanted to start committing to running again, and decided to run my first marathon, which was Monumental. And the goal was just to qualify for Boston. And so I did that. I ran a 3:19. And then I was really, really committed then. And I was like, this is the year. I'm just going to put it all out there. And so in a year, I lost about 30 pounds.
Oh, wow.
That I needed to be for race weight, and dropped my marathon time by 36 minutes.
Wow. So, 36 minutes?
That's yeah. Crazy.
And just so everybody Holy knows, I actually ran with Olivia a number of times leading up to that. And she was running with a bunch of guys. And so kudos to her for that. But she was leading the pack.
That's awesome.
She would lead the pack.
You know what? Guys will do that. I paced this really talented 16-year-old girl at Monumental who ended up winning. Mm-hmm. And I was so pissed because all the guys were drafting off her. And I was like, no, don't let these guys draft off you. I'm like, use them. I'm like, why are they? Well,
she led the long games, so we just followed.
So I think they always said we pushed the pace, but I think I think if we had started at like 10-minute miles, they would have still been like right behind us, being like, well, you're leading.
Oh, man.
We're doing a 20-miler, like, and every mile we're getting faster and faster. I'm like,
no,
damn.
Okay, but by the end, it was always like I was barely holding on because they were getting serious, dropping the pace. And
another thing, too, where she's from, I don't know if it's still there, but Dollywood, which is Dolly Parton.
Now it's called the Roanoke Rapids Theater.
Oh, it is? Okay, they changed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like the Randy Parton, which was like Dolly's brother?
Brother, yeah. Think, it was Dolly's brother. Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Make sure you guys both try both wines. Just, you know, just...
I mean, you have to.
You have to have some Duplin
We have to try it both because we might talk about it later.
Peer pressure. So, Anna, you're next.
Yeah.
So tell us your story.
Ran in middle school, high school. I was a really good high school runner. I then went to Marquette University, and it just didn't really pan out for me. There were some coaching changes. I was injured a lot. By the time I graduated, super burned out. I didn't want to be a runner anymore. Quit running completely, bought a road bike. I was going to IU Bloomington also to get my PhD in analytical chemistry. Turns out I really hate cycling a lot, like really hate it. So I started running a little bit. Actually, how I met Jesse and Olivia's boyfriend, Brad, was through Great Lakes Relay. Started running a little bit more. My husband roped me into being on their team. It went pretty well. I started running more and more. I ran my first marathon in 250 flat at Chicago and was like,
there might be something here. Maybe
that was your
I
first?
Should.
That's pretty good.
I should keep training.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So, kind of got to this point though where, you know, a lot of people balance life really well. It's just not for me to try and do a lot of things not super great.
Yeah, life sucks.
Well, you do one thing super great.
So, you know, I just got to this point where I was trying to do 70 hours a week in the chemistry lab. My project was government funded, so there was a whole lot of pressure. Also trying to run 90-mile weeks, and just something had to give. And I thought, you know, I only have one chance to do this. I can go back to school whenever. Took a leave of absence from grad school, took a semester to just really focus on running, and I wound up running 238, qualified for the 2016 trials, and Wazelle picked me up. I've been with them ever since. And then a few weeks ago, I qualified for 2020 at Philadelphia.
Can you talk Is it Wazelle? How do you
Wazelle.
Can you tell audience what that is?
Yeah, so Wazelle's a women's running clothes company. They're based in Seattle, Washington. Some more notable people sponsored by them are Kara Goucher, Lauren Fleshman. Really great company. They do a lot to enact social change. Especially around women in sport.
So do they have guy stuff or is it just women?
Yeah, it's all women.
There's a couple like guys' t-shirts, but that's about it.
Okay, just stop and order something.
I'll go ahead.
I'll
go ahead and do the second plug here.
Okay, go ahead.
This episode of Running on Indie is brought to you by 361 Degrees Running Shoes. I'm currently wearing the SpinJet, and it's a pretty sweet safety orange color.
Yes, I'm also wearing the SpinJet. It's a pretty nifty little blue color.
Yeah.
Jesse's looks better.
No, yeah.
Okay, you gotta, that's okay. What wine are you drinking?
You gotta take into consideration who's wearing the shoes too. So I mean, makes a big
man
difference.
Man makes the clothes. No,
she just said the shoes. She didn't say the man.
Yeah, so I've done Great Lakes Relay with both your husband and your, you guys, boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, boyfriend. Okay, yeah.
We already talked about that. He had that conversation.
Your boyfriend, yeah. And I know Kelby through, she's Indie Runners, the treasurer, so I know everybody here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You got another question?
Yeah, so you guys qualified, so in about a year, you're going to be racing each other. How does that feel?
I think it's more just the experience, like, yay, we've got there, so now we're just going to go and enjoy it and compete.
Well, who's gonna win?
Oh, here we go.
Who's gonna win?
Well, Anna is the fastest.
You don't have to answer that. I just want to see what your reaction was.
Shocked.
Each of you can take this question. Like, what have been in the marathon, what's the biggest challenge you think people need to overcome? Or what's been the biggest challenge for you running marathons?
Anybody can step in.
Yeah.
I think the race actually isn't the hard part. It's the training and it's the daily grind of getting up and doing the same thing over and over and over and making yourself excited to do it every day enough to get up the next day and do it. And I think that's actually harder than the race, but
yeah, I agree.
For me, I would say all of that training, everything comes down to that one moment in the race where you have to say yes when your body wants to say no. Mm-hmm. And that is the scariest part because you can so easily just give it all up and walk off the course in that moment. I've never been in a race, especially a marathon, where I haven't wanted to quit.
You're exactly right. You go through so many mental... Yeah. The marathon can be just as much mental as it can physical.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, yeah. It's almost half. I don't know. I just threw that out there. Made up statistic to support my feeling.
Well, you guys didn't have anything else that you want to talk about? Or?
Like, what's your next race?
Yeah.
Like, for any of you? Are you just did CIM, Kelby?
Yeah, I did.
How'd you feel about that?
I did some friends, so it wasn't like I ran out. Yeah. And, like, raced it.
I bailed on that one.
You were going
to
do it?
Yeah, I was registered. I decided not to.
Yeah, it was kind of different because everyone, like, said this is, you know, it's a fast course and everyone, like, Boston qualifies, and I was surprised because it was, like, pretty hilly in the beginning, the first half, and then the last half is is flat. It reminded me a lot of grandma's, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so what it was kind of like, in the middle of nowhere.
How was the air?
Like no, I didn't notice anything.
Not a problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they got a lot of
rain. I forgot
rain.
About it, actually.
Oh, good.
Even thinking about it, yeah.
I think 99 women qualified, too.
Yeah, yeah mm-hmm. It was crazy.
Yeah. Couldn't get one more to get triple digits.
I know. It was totally a failure. Yeah. You can't get 100 then.
Oh, what's the point?
There were 100 yeah. at 245, but two were Canadian.
Oh. Okay. On the next podcast, we're having 99 Olympic trials.
We'll put them all in
from CIM. Yeah.
And it'll be all women. They're going to kill us.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Yeah.
So what's next for both of you?
I'm training for Boston.
Oh, okay,
it'll
nice.
Be my first Boston marathon, so yeah. I'm excited. I'm hoping that since the weather was so bad last year, that maybe it'll be good
hopefully.
This year.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck. It's Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so, it could be good.
It'll probably be like 1,000,000 degrees.
Well, I'm hoping it's not raining and freezing and a headwind, so. Yeah.
Well, the good thing is I'm not doing it, because every time I pick a race, it's the worst conditions ever. So, you may be good.
That's the same as Brad. He's not doing it, and both times he's run Boston, it's been the one where it's like 80, over 80 degrees, so I'm like, yeah, don't run it this year.
I feel him on that one.
I did it in 2010. I'm waiting until 2020 to go back, like a decade later.
Now when Jesse does it, it'll be like 20 degrees, massive tailwind. I mean, people will be giving him goose. I mean, everything will fall into place. But when I do something, it's like, oh my God, it goes to hell.
Just starts sweating. You're like, oh, it's right here.
It's raining.
Goo. It just works out. It just works out. It's amazing how that happens. Anna, how about you?
Yeah, I actually don't know. I know I'm not going to do another marathon probably until the trials.
That's not a bad decision.
Yeah, like I've actually trained for 3 marathon cycles in a row now. I dropped out in Pittsburgh in May with a hamstring issue. And then I had trained for CIM and pulled out pretty late because I was really anemic. So I don't need to do 4 marathons in 2 years, 18 months. But what I'll probably do is hop on the U.S. road racing circuit and get some faster stuff in, probably do everything except for the marathon next year.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's
not a bad plan.
This just came to me, like, what's your favorite workout when training?
Yeah.
What workout do you like doing? Is there a workout that you like doing?
I like fartleks, you know, like going hard for like 3 minutes and then slowing down for 2, and then I think those go so fast.
Yeah, those are fun.
We're like doing like a 5-4-3-2-1 kind of thing.
Yeah, I like those too. Yeah.
That's what we did.
Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah. So did we. Wednesday. We did it.
I'm not a fan of tempos, or like mile sprints or something.
Yeah.
What about you?
I like the broken tempo. I used to like fartleks, but a long tempo is just too much for like mentally it's really hard to handle, but a broken tempo still gives you that feeling of like, yeah, I did, I'm awesome, but it's not mentally as hard. So I think that's my favorite.
Yeah.
And the long run with the KP Army, which is the group that I run with. So the long run group.
I give you guys props for putting up with us. Things that come out of our mouth. It's very inappropriate.
It's just like, tune it out.
Yeah, we've never mentioned KP Army.
There's no filter on that whole group. Just sorry, Brad, but there's no filter.
Yeah.
He spiked a lot of those.
When you get Pori out for a run,
I really like when JP or John comes out.
Yeah, because he picks on me the whole time.
Well, he does, but
he does a really good impression of you.
He does.
I know. Like, I don't have to be. Like, it's one thing if you pick on me when I'm there. Okay, fine. Ha ha. But when you pick on me when I'm not there, that's wrong,
wait,
right?
You know about it, though.
Where's Blake today? I don't know, maybe Bojangles.
I can't win with him.
But he always has conversation, which makes the long run go by.
He told
really
me all about
fast.
The murder house in Carmel.
Yeah, he runs his mouth.
Oh, he was just talking about that last
Yeah, he's
last
like
Sunday.
A run guide. He'll tell you about like, on the left, we're coming up to the murder house.
Yeah.
I just found out about that. He was talking about it, so...
Anyway, we're not doing a murder house podcast. So.
And what's your favorite?
Yeah, my coach will be really surprised to hear me say this, but we do a lot of top end speed work, and probably my favorite workout is like 10x400 at 70 with full recovery.
Yeah.
So who is your coach? I know they've mentioned their coaches.
My coach is Tim Bumber. He's actually my high school coach. When I decided to go all in and take the leave of absence from grad school, I contacted him because I only had like 3 months to get ready, and I wanted to work with somebody who knew me really well. And he led me to a 10-minute marathon PR, so I've been with him since.
So, and this is a question for both, all three of you. How important is it to keep, you know, open and strong communication with your coach as far as your running? Just kind of talk about that. And are you really, like, anal with your question? Maybe that's the wrong word.
No, you've just given him a look.
Okay. That word is fine.
Earmuffs.
Everybody knows what you meant.
I won't explain anymore. Go ahead.
Okay, so what's your question? He's like,
I was slightly
all he heard was
saying,
like,
how communication with your coach?
Are you like kind of, I guess, are you asking, are they more laid back with their training?
Yeah, I just want to know what the communication with their coach. Like, I'll give an example. Like, I blow Matt up all the time.
Yeah, he's always texting Matt.
I'm more of a laid back kind of person. Like, okay. I don't tell him, like, every minute how I'm feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I update my training peaks, which is, then he sees my workouts and, like, how I'm progressing and then gives me feedback. So, I think that's really helpful. But otherwise, I'm, like, I'm really on my own kind of person. Mm-hmm. I mean, Matt, yeah, he gives me guidance and gives me tons of good tips and all that and does a really good job coaching. And then I just feel like having a full-time job and running for a marathon, it's a lot. And so I'm constantly busy. And so usually I'm, like, kind of processing things on my own on the day-to-day things. And then overall picture, go to Matt, or if I have any specific questions, then contact him. But
Olivia?
Oh, I love, like, to be micromanaged. So, like, I need...
So that's why you're dating your coach. It's perfect. You can talk about running 24/7.
It was kind of hard, actually, when I asked him to first start coaching me, because we were dating first. And so we had some, like, a little stuff to work out. And so I have to be like, hey, I need to talk to my coach, or hey, I need, you know, a boyfriend response. And so that'll vary depending on which Brad I need to talk to. But I definitely, it's an everyday, like, I will tell him every day how I'm feeling, how a workout went. Mm-hmm. And usually there's a lot of anxiety about it. And he's like, calm down, Olivia, you're okay. And then I'm like, I need paces for every single rep that I do. I am one of those, like, put the formula in and you'll get the results kind of person. Yeah. I think it's the science
PhD,
mind.
Yeah.
That I know if, like, I can just do these, I'll get the result kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of, that's how I like to
coach. The good thing is he probably gives you a good deal.
Yeah.
He doesn't charge very much.
It's like, no, free.
And it's strange.
He actually has to put up
what
with me.
What do you have to do with that? What do you have to do to get that?
You know, like, I'm not dating Brad, or he's not coaching me, but I often...
Do you want to date Brad?
No, but I often call him and tell him about my feelings.
It's really good.
He does want to date Brad.
No, we just talk about our feelings.
Every time,
like,
we go to
how are you today,
do a
Brad?
Workout, he's like, man, I hope Brad's there.
I like Brad.
He does usually give me the I have to tell this one. It's a funny story. So there was, like, one day, I'm not used to the snow being from North Carolina. And so it snowed, and I was like, yes, like, I'm gonna have the day off, this is gonna be great. And I don't know if he knew I was thinking that, because I got a message that was like, so when are you going to run today? And I was like, oh. But I thought I was getting a day off.
Welcome to the Midwest.
I
got that when I first moved here too.
Yeah.
It was like, people running this stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anna, how about you?
Yeah, so I think I have a little bit of a unique situation, because my coach has literally known me since I was 12 or 13 and coached me through my formative years of running. So I think if I were with anybody else, I would probably want way more hands-on attention. But he just knows me so well. And literally, I can text him numbers and be like, this is my data. And he'll be like, oh, I can tell from the way you worded that, that it went really well today and that you're feeling good. So I can be really hands-off with him, and it's nice.
Yeah, that is nice, the relationship you develop with a coach over time. And I think I've been with Matt for like...
Just saying.
Sorry. I can't see that. I wish I could.
Oops. No, I've been with Matt for 10 years and like...
Been with Brad for 10 years.
I probably know Brad longer, actually. Because we ran together at the same conference in college. So anyway.
Well, Anna, I know you coach some athletes, don't you?
I do.
I don't know if you guys do or not, but I know she does. You want to give a plug for that? Or?
Yeah. So I have about 30 athletes right now. We're actually in the process of forming a women's coaching running retreat, which we're super excited about. But it's been really awesome. Not only does coaching put in perspective some of the like fears and anxieties that I have about running, seeing other people deal with this, but they motivate, inspire me so much. I mean, like I recognize I'm very, very fortunate with what I have with Wazelle and what I've been able to kind of build for myself with my, I have a few different jobs that can totally work around my running, but just seeing my athletes, have full-time jobs and have 3 or 4 kids and some have unsupportive spouses and still go out and run like PR after PR. It's like, wow, you know, if I'm struggling to get out the door on a day where I have nothing else to do, like I really need to think about my priorities here.
That's a good point. Yeah. You guys coach anything or just get coached?
Just get coached.
Yeah. Cool. Now we're going to get to the fun part.
Are we going
to
do the rapid fire?
Let's do the rapid fire.
All right. I don't know any of these questions. Okay.
So anyways.
I love Blake do the rapid fire because.
You just get me.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know.
So this is the thing.
I don't know what's coming here.
Each person is going to have a different question.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot of questions.
I want your immediate answer. You can't think about it.
Wow.
I need to concentrate.
No concentrating.
Blake just pulled out like a book of questions.
People already think we're dumb.
This is a lot of questions.
Well,
you did your homework.
I got 31, but I'm going to ask you 31 questions.
I'm going to give you 5 minutes to do 31 questions.
How about this? I'll do 2 for each one, and then you can pick one.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. This is your segment, man. Do rapid fire.
All right, cool. We'll start with Kelby. Is it, am I saying that right?
Yes,
okay. Kelby.
Good job.
Right. 5 times.
If you could be any animal, what would it be and make the sound? Go. Is that a hyena?
Lion.
That's good. All right, just go down the line.
Okay. And, okay. Ready? If you could be any chicken restaurant, what would you be?
Bojangles.
There we go. All right.
What a setup.
That wasn't on the list.
So what would you order from Bojangles?
Oh, chicken supreme combo and a Bo-berry biscuit and a sweet tea.
Yes, with Cajun fries. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That was rapid fire.
Evansville. You're there.
Oh my goodness.
You got that chicken supreme combo.
How have we not got a sponsorship from Bojangles yet? I mean, like, we say Bojangles more than 361.
Anna, who is your favorite? What is your favorite cartoon character and why?
Oh, Pepper Ann. Because she was fun and she was awesome. Do you guys remember that show?
No, I don't know who Pepper Ann is.
Pepper Ann, she was on Saturday morning.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah.
Was there after or before Ninja Turtles?
This was years later.
Wait, did he come on with,
it was
like,
after
Recess
Rainbow Bright.
Yeah. Yeah, I know those Saturday cartoons.
All right,
Kelby, ready?
Keep the rapid fire going.
All right. What would you do on Mars for fun?
What?
On Mars? Bounce around because it's probably like gravity defying.
Oh, yeah.
All right, awesome.
Or
awesome,
run really
awesome.
Fast. Maybe
awesome.
I'll learn really fast up
there. Ready, Olivia? What's your favorite podcast?
Running on Indy. I feel like
yeah. No, it's really.
That was not a trick question.
It's really This American Life.
I do love This American Life, and I really like Cereal.
Sorry. Oh yeah. Well, I like both those podcasts better than this one, so I don't blame you. Just kidding.
I like our podcast.
No, I like it too. I'm just saying those are good podcasts.
Okay, Anna, if you could talk in your sleep, what would you say?
I would speak another language.
Oh.
Ah, yes.
Okay. Well, that's all I
often do that.
Oh, okay. I'll ask one more. One more for each of you. Are you a morning or a night person?
half and half.
Half and half.
I'm only laughing because Blake is giving the most intense face. He's staring right at them.
You're not allowed to say running. What is your favorite hobby?
Cuddling my cats. Hi, Mickey. Hi, little man.
Blake is like cross-examining almost. It's like funny, crazy. Man. This is. I wish we had visual on this one.
Anna, what is your favorite movie?
Edward Scissorhands.
And who's your favorite actor and actress?
Natalie Portman's my favorite actress. I feel like I can't even say favorite actor because I don't want to say anybody who's been implicated in anything.
You say Johnny Depp.
Yeah, that'd be a top.
No,
he was implicated in something, I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't really know. I don't even. Johnny Depp, who's... Never mind. It's not.
I like Johnny Depp. He was on the first. He was on the
He's
original.
He's getting old and creepy, but anyway.
Yeah.
I kind of played the same character over and over.
Cool. Well, guys, hey, thank you for coming on.
Wait. No. We got a big debate to settle.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Okay. Before the show, without you guys knowing, without you ladies knowing, that we made a little bet which wine that you would prefer.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
So if you all each.
Yeah, I've tried both.
And then
you said Carolina, which obviously means I brought it.
Well, you kind of gave it away because it's Carolina Red.
She didn't
red.
Have to say a word.
No, it was from Duplett. I know. And there's a light. There's the
It says Carolina
light.
On
That's
it.
That's my fault.
Genius.
I would have known. It has the Carolina light. And I know Duplett is from.
Uh-huh.
It slipped my mind.
So.
That she's from North Carolina, or I wouldn't have brought that.
We have a little bet going, so let's cast our votes. Don't consider whose wine it is, just the one that you like the best.
Yeah, one that you like the best.
Oh, wait, I'm confused. I'm supposed to say which one I
Yeah.
like?
Yes, which one you like the best. We're going to go down the line.
The Carolina Red.
Carolina Red, that's one.
Dang it.
The Cabernet.
Yes. Oh, tiebreaker, Anna. Yes, I win.
I will say.
Blake owes me
You know
dinner.
What? I'm cool with Anna. I'm cool. Olivia.
Yes.
Come on now.
She turned on her own state.
You're
yes.
my people.
This is awesome.
I'm my
sorry.
People. Come
to
on.
To be fair, the Duplett kind of tastes like Christmas. Like if Christmas were bottled.
It does. Okay. And we do have that a lot when I'm home. It's just, I think it's just I don't prefer sweet.
Yeah.
Stuff,
okay.
So.
You can do me on the bus.
That's
fine.
I like how it came down to
it. It did good. You won. So
yeah, we made a bet that like we usually eat before the podcast. So next time Blake's,
he's got to get my meal.
I'm sorry.
Yes, way to betray your state.
I know.
No, I love you,
That's
North
treason.
Carolina. I love you, Myrtle Rapids.
You know, treason.
I'm sure that North Carolina has something better to offer than Duplin. I don't know. Maybe not. But Kelby liked it. You got one. I'm surprised
well,
you got one.
She's cool.
Yeah. But not Colby.
Her name's Colby. Colby's cool. Kelby's cool.
I don't care. It's fine.
Anna, fair enough. She's from Indiana. But the disappointing is Olivia.
You don't have to be from Indiana to like nice cab. I mean, like, that's pretty solid wine.
I mean,
there.
So like in a tiebreaker, you stick to your people, man. Your old dogs.
I'm so sorry.
And she turned against
I let you
me.
Down.
Is there anything that we missed tonight?
Yeah. Anything you guys want to talk about or share?
Or we cover it all? Or
what do you think's harder, running or PhD?
Ooh.
Oh, PhD, just because my heart wasn't in it.
Yeah. What are you getting your PhD in? We never miss it now.
Biology.
Nice.
So we were like a building away.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
So we got a bunch of smart women and two dumb dudes here.
Yeah. My girlfriend's getting her PhD in anatomy.
Oh, cool.
So.
Wow.
Okay. All the science.
Yeah. So there's a lot of like PhDs going around here. Anyway, yep. So we can wrap this up.
Yeah. Well, we thank you guys for coming
on.
Yeah,
thanks for coming.
Yeah,
had a really good time.
Thank you, ladies.
Good luck in the trials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with your training. Hope you guys stay healthy and
yeah,
fit.
For sure.
So,
yeah.
So if you win the Olympic trials and go to the Olympics, we'll bring you back on.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's
motivation.
That's motivation. Well, I got to
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us, guys.
You definitely kind of gave me a little jolt of motivation. Yeah. I got to go out and qualify now, so hopefully I'll be there too. So
for sure.
If I can.
That'd be awesome.
Third, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting old. All right, so that's our episode for today. Make sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and anything else we need to plug?
Yeah, we'll have one more episode, and then before we'll close the out the for the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then we'll start up fresh in 2019.
And I think me and Blake are going to try to do an episode solo so we can make up for our first episode that wasn't our best.
Yes. To be fair, that was our first ever podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to try to do a little bit better next time. And thank you once again, Brian from Village Recording Studio here in Broderpool. Yeah. If you want to start a podcast, it's a great place to do it. We just show up and talk, and that's pretty easy.
Yep.
It's super simple.
And he's got TVs that are outside people can see, and TVs that are inside, and he can post that online.
There's literally
and do this live.
There's literally 10 to 15 people outside watching this podcast. And it's cold out, so this is really impressive. Like, we got a big following.
It's he's got a nice studio.
It's like the Today Show.
It's awesome.
Yeah, big couch and everything.
Guys.
Yeah. All right. One last plug for our sponsor. Thanks to our sponsor, 361 Degrees, powered by QuickFoam. Check 361 Performance Footwear at Runner's Forum or your local run specialty retailer. And we didn't mention this before, but we always close the show. We're gonna say make sure to keep, and then everybody in unison say running on Indy. You have to do it.
Yeah. All right. All right. Oh, we hated the whole thing.
Everybody has to do it. All right. Ready? Make sure to keep
running on Indy.
Thanks, Brad. 100%.
Duplin, that's from North Carolina.
God dang it.
What?
This is not.
Jesse could have gotten that one.
It's not good. I'm just putting it. I warned you, it's not.
It's what?
It's not good.
There's an inside joke to this that me and Jesse.
There's a big reveal at the end.
I'm loving your glasses.
Sometimes you just can't say stuff.
We should have recorded that. I wish we would have recorded. Can you say that later?
God.
Dang it. We're giving away all kinds of good material.
Yeah. Well, podcast rolling, so.